Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to an Adept English podcast designed to help you learn to speak English fluently. I love the English language, and I help hundreds of thousands of listeners speak English every month. Listen to this podcast today and see how your fluency improves. Hi there, and welcome to this podcast from Adept English. Today, we're going to practice a bit of English grammar that you'll hear and use in English conversation and in everyday English. It's short, it's not complicated, but it's worth knowing about, and it's exclamations. So if you know anything about punctuation in English, you'll know the exclamation mark. That's the one that looks like this. You'll have to look in the transcript to see that. But it's a vertical line with a dot underneath. And it's used in written English to show surprise, shock, or that something is intended to be humorous, funny. If you take this word exclamation, E-X-C-L-A-M-A-T-I-O-N, an exclamation is the noise you make or the thing you say when you're surprised, shocked, frightened, angry, and when you're being funny. The verb to go with it is to exclaim. That's E-X-C-L-A-I-M. Now, the verb to exclaim isn't one that you'll use much in spoken English. It's quite formal, and you're much more likely to see it in written English. Oh my goodness, is that the time? She exclaimed. Might be an example in a book or something. But we do make exclamations all the time in spoken English. And very often what we actually say, the actual words, are quite short. Often an exclamation might be something like, what a shock, what a surprise, or even, what a nice surprise, or what a nasty surprise. You can exclaim in lots of different ways. You can swear if you want to. That's S-W-E-A-R. And that means you use rude or blasphemous words. But I'm not going to do that here. Instead, I'll give you a range of exclamations which you might hear and which you can use safely to express your feelings. Safely means you're not going to offend anybody with these. So these ones all start with the words what, or just what, some of them, so that it's easy to remember. And then we'll do some practice sentences at the end. So the rules for this exclamation, this type of expression? Well, you can use what with a singular or a countable noun. And you might add an adjective in too. What a lovely surprise. What a beautiful day. What an enormous house. And if you use this what a expression with an uncountable noun or a plural, it sounds like this. What superb gravy. What lovely flowers. What idiots. And if you use these with a verb, it sounds like this. Notice the word order. What an enormous house you have. What a lovely surprise this is. What idiots they are. So some of these expressions refer to objects that you might be looking at, like the flowers, the idiots, or the house. But we also use this way of exclaiming to show our emotions, to show the effect on us of what we're experiencing. So an example of this is when we're saying, what a surprise. It means, this thing that I've just seen or heard or found out about, it has surprised me. I didn't expect it. It's had the effect of making me surprised. What a surprise. So let's focus on these ones. Let's cover some really commonly used ones here. Before we go any further, don't forget you can buy our most common 500 words in English course online and start working on it straight away. There are a huge number of words in the English language, but if you're interested in being able to speak English and have an English conversation, you'll find that you can say a lot with just a few hundred words. It's a good way to start speaking. It makes sense then to know them really well so that you can start to speak English, not just understand it. So you'll find the Most Common 500 Words course on our website at adeptenglish.com. And there's bonus material in this course too. There's also the Most Commonly Used 600 Words. Back to our topic for today of exclamations using what. So we might say, "Oh, what a shock." So the word shock, S-H-O-C-K, is used when something is so surprising that it's like a jolt of electricity to our emotions. This is meant idiomatically, speaking about your emotions, but we do use this word shock when we get an electric shock too. You might hear, "Oh, what a shock when I heard the news that he had been sacked." And the expression to be sacked, well, have a look at last week's podcast to find out about that one. Another one, what a disappointment. So that's D-I-S-A-P-P-O-I-N-T-M-E-N-T. And there's also a verb to disappoint. And we use disappointed as an adjective. If you experience disappointment, it means that you're expecting something pleasant or positive, and either it doesn't happen or it's not as good or as positive as you thought it would be. Or sometimes if another person has let you down, you might say you are disappointed in them. So you might spend 3 hours watching a film, watching a movie, and you come out of the cinema and you say, "Oh, what a disappointment. What a shame." Shame, S-H-A-M-E, is a noun. And it means that feeling we get when we are very, very, very embarrassed about ourselves. Something we've done or something we are that we don't want others to know about or to see. But if we say, "What a shame," it has a slightly different meaning. It means how sad that that happened. And depending on how you say it, it can show that you feel sorry for the person you're speaking about. You feel sympathy for their situation. What a shame he was ill and missed the concert, for example. Another, what an honour. That's H-O-N-O-U-R, if you're speaking in the UK, or in the US, H-O-N-O-R. If something is an honour, it means that it's something you're proud to do. What an honour it is to give a speech at your wedding. What a pain. So a pain, P-A-I-N, a pain is what you have when something hurts you. It could be physical pain. You'll have lots of pain, perhaps with a broken finger. Or pain can mean emotional hurt. But when we say, "What a pain," we mean something slightly different. Usually that something is more effort, more work, more of an issue than we'd expected. We're going to have to put in more effort to solve it, to sort it out. What a pain. I thought my passport application would go straight through, but apparently there's a problem with it. What luck, or what good luck? If you use the expression "what luck," it means good luck. So we might say this in a situation where it could have gone well or it could have gone badly, but it's gone well. What luck? We found a parking space straight away. And what bad luck? So L-U-C-K again, we're talking about chance, things you can't control, but which might affect your day. What bad luck that they had a rainy day for their wedding. Okay, so those are some phrases for you. How to show your reaction using what as an exclamation to show your feelings. How about I give you some scenarios, some little examples, and you have to decide which is the most appropriate exclamation to give. So you have the choice of the ones we've just covered, which were, "What a shock," "What a disappointment," "What a shame," "What an honour," "What a pain," "What luck," "What bad luck." So in no particular order, see if you can reply to me with an appropriate exclamation. Answers are in the transcript and you go to our website at adeptenglish.com to find these. Here goes. So you give me the reaction that's most appropriate. When we got to the station, we found that all the trains to London were cancelled. She was ill on her 90th birthday. When we checked in at the airport, they upgraded us to business class. She asked me to be the godmother to her baby son. When we went skiing, there wasn't as much snow as we'd been told there would be. When I got home, I found the new dress didn't fit, so I've got to take it back to the shop. I've just learned that my friend is in hospital after a bad fall. I only saw her this morning. Okay, how did you get on with those? And don't forget to look up the answers. Listen to this podcast a number of times until you can understand all of it and remember those exclamations. See if you can use them. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. You can listen to hundreds more podcasts and learn more about our approach to language learning with our free English language course available at adeptenglish.com. If you're serious about your English language learning and you want to go further and progress faster, we have English courses ready to download at adeptenglish.com today.